Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
Wouldn't it be nice if it was party time tonight? Oh my gosh. Craig, there's something going on that I'm hearing myself, so can you hit a button? I appreciate that. I have such a great producer. You ask and you shall receive. Wow. Imagine that. You ask and you shall receive. Those are powerful words. You know who else has powerful words? You do. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today because I want to talk about your words. Words can hurt, but words can also lift people up. Even if it's in an email. So I have a just wonderful listener who always engages me in everything. Social media, emails. Let me tell you the latest email series that we've been having going back and forth. And he lets me know when he's contacting our elected representatives. Well, his elected representative in the city is Ms. Jarden, Neoma Jarden. And it was interesting because he sent me an email that he sent her about these weeds growing over in the sidewalk that he couldn't even use the sidewalk because the weeds are growing over. Well, her response was, you know, contact Reno, what is it, 311 or whatever the hell that, the interaction thing, and, you know, fill out a complaint. And wow, Vince wrote her back and said, "You are my elected representative, and you will not be if I cannot contact you and have you do something." Send her pictures and all that good stuff. So her reply back the next day was to him thanking him for the information and that a complaint had been set up. Here is the number, a duty, work order, yada, 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 all that good stuff. So I get this email today from Mr. V that the weeds were all removed yesterday. Fast response by Ms. Jarden. And guess when you're a troublemaker, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. It shouldn't have to be that way. It shouldn't have to be that way. What are our elected representatives doing? All the ribbon cuttings are done. All the, you know, throwing of the first ditch of dirt. First shovel of dirt. We're groundbreaking. This, woo! That's all over for right now. So what are they actually doing? So when you make a request of your elected representative, they should be able to get on it and not just send you a response that is, here's what you do. Yeah, doesn't work that way. Elected representatives. Keep in mind, we're still in an election year. The days are counting down, and November is quickly going to be upon us. So you need to be contacting your elected representatives, especially with all the BS that's going on in the special session of the legislature right now. Log on. Our poll question today. 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the state of Nevada be requesting more money, more relief funds from the federal government? Pretty much a bipartisan decision there going on. Everybody's got their hands out. What are we doing? You know, the days of just printing money are going to be over very quickly. And if anybody who knows what's really going on in Washington with the Federal Reserve being moved into the Treasury, you know that whole printing money thing is going to be over. Because we are going back to the gold standard. I can't tell you exactly when because I'm not privy to that information. So what are we doing? This money, yeah, it's your money. But where do they think that all these paybacks are going to come from? They have to stop. Right now, every single legislator in Nevada should have the budget open in front of them saying, this is non-essential, this is non-essential, this is really non-essential. Get a red pen and just start marking those things out. So there was a question about the read by three, cutting that back. Why does that have to be a program? Why is that even an issue? Why don't we just put into place in the school system, if kids can't read by the time they're three, they don't pass into the fourth grade? I remember when I was trying to get from the third to the fourth grade, I had to be academically successful to do that. We used to have to do that. If you wanted to go from fourth to fifth, you had to show you were able to. But we don't have those standards now. The virtual meeting that the Washoe County School District did last night that you were invited to, did you know that you were invited to that? Did you know that they were going to be having one? Just saying. Sometimes you have to be the bad guy. You know? Sorry about that. But he who dares not offend cannot be honest. That's a quote from Thomas Paine. Guess what? It's time to start offending people. It's time to start hurting feelings and making the tough decisions. We need to get rid of this. We need to get rid of that. Trust me, if a program is worth its salt, the community will support it. If there needs to be more money going towards research and advocacy and help for Alzheimer's, the community will support it through fundraisers. I'm not picking on Alzheimer's, ALS, autism. You pick one. The government should not be involved in these programs that can be taken care of in other ways. Personal support, personal choice. But we don't have anybody in the legislature who's up to being the bad guy, who's up to making the hard decisions. Because the saying of the Democrats is tax and spend, tax and spend, tax and spend. Well, that's all well and good, but where do you think those tax dollars are coming from? You should be using your voice, just like Mr. V did with Neoma Jardin, getting weeds off of the sidewalk. You can do that with your legislature as well. You can do that with any elected representative out there. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? All you have to do is go onto the legislative website. Everybody's email is there. You can go on to Jim Wheeler's Facebook. You can get on his email list. He keeps sending out everybody's email address. You can get on to Janine Hansen's Nevada Families for Freedom. You can get on their forum and get on their email list. They send out great information. But you have to take that first step to do it. I know nobody cares about emails. I'm saying, another email. You better start reading this stuff. Because if you, I keep trying to warn you. We are in the beginning. It is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. A lot worse. I don't mean to scare you. Well, maybe I do. If that's what it takes to get you to do something, I guess I'll be the one to do it. I don't mind being the bad guy. I don't mind being the one to shed a little reality on you, a little perspective of what's going on. Because if you think what's going on here in the state of Nevada is bad, wait until you figure out what's going on in the federal government. I'll share that with you coming up after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this Wednesday. It is flying by so fast. Not only week by week, but week by week, month by month. It feels like February. March when all this nightmare happened. And that's what we are in, is in a nightmare. Think of how many special moments have been lost. Think of how many tragic moments have been overlooked. For some people, they haven't even been allowed to grieve yet at losses, because we just have to keep pushing forward. What do? You take the mask off. I know, we're still talking about this. It's not about a mask. It's about complete control. So I've been turned into OSHA for talking about that. I'm sure I've been turned into the governor for talking about that. People have said I need to be fired because of it. But here's the thing. For every single study you show me that says masks work, I can show you two more that say they don't. For every study you show me that the coronavirus is taking over the world, I can show you 10 that says it's not. So why haven't we gone back to opening everything up? Because they have to keep pushing the fear. And if you live in fear, then you're willing to give up whatever you need to give up for that little bit of safety, for that little bit of comfort. Well, you know what? Life isn't about comfort. It's about learning. It's about living. Yeah, it's supposed to be about joy and being around the ones you love and helping others, but that all gets pushed to the side when there are people who want to be in total control. So back when Bill Clinton was president, he signed some pretty funky bills that were supposed to be taking effect on September. I'll make you work out the date. Of 2001. What happened in September of that year? Something that affected the whole world, that couldn't put plans into place. Plans back then to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Why is the Federal Reserve such a big deal? It's such a big deal because that's what keeps us all enslaved. The central banking system. It always goes back to money, doesn't it? Isn't that strange? Not really. Some people try to tell you money doesn't matter. It's happiness that matters. No, money matters. In every single thing you do, money is the essence. You work to get money. You gamble with the dream of getting more money. And then we give that money to other people. And so on and so on and so on. Never truly getting ahead unless you know how to work the system. The dream of being debt-free if you just took the time just to even search by DuckDuckGo, by the way, or another search engine that doesn't track you like Google and some of the others, you would figure out on your own who owns the central banking system, who's involved and who sits on the board of the Federal Reserve, who actually started it. Huh. And then if you cross-checked that with media companies, pharmaceutical companies, entertainment companies, pick a business. Energy, food, you would start to see a connection of all the same names. It's easy to do. It's just having the willingness to take the blinders off and do it for yourself. Because I can say whatever and go on and on and on and on, but until you do it yourself, until you go get a pulse ox and wear it at the same time that you're wearing a mask and watch your oxygen levels go down, you're not going to believe it until you do it for yourself. Are you willing to do that? We got a Fox News break here, real quick. We'll be back. Talking text lines open, 884-9910. I'm okay with being the bad guy.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And we got a lot to talk about. Well, we always have a lot to talk about when the legislature is in session. But since they're in a special session right now, we have more special talk. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's do this. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Today's poll question. Should Nevada be asking for more federal relief dollars from the federal government? Yes or no? So far, the votes are coming in with a majority of no. 83%, 16% yes. Call on those talk and text lines, 884-9910. If you voted yes, explain why. Because I'm in the no category, so I would love to hear somebody else's thoughts on why we should be getting or asking for money. Because President Trump has already said he will withhold funds from states who are not opening back up. And last time I checked, we were a state with a Democrat governor who was keeping us shut down, who is actually going backwards because case numbers are going up. Did you hear my air quotes? Case numbers are going up. Not hospitalizations, not deaths, case numbers. The more people you test, the more cases are going to come up positive, especially when you have a faulty test and a faulty reporting system. When you have deaths recorded as a COVID death, even though they died of a car accident, just because they had COVID, that's what they listed as. We have health district officials, representatives, whatever you want to call them, saying that that's what they do. So why don't you get that? Everybody started screaming, Florida, Florida, oh my gosh, Florida. And then decided to challenge me still. But did you see what's happening in Florida? The numbers are skyrocketing. They're shutting everything down again. Did you watch the news yesterday? Did you look into anything? Did you see that the reporting labs said something was up and it was wrong when they were saying 98% of the people coming back were positive when it should have been 9.4%? They're basically testing everybody in Florida, which I think in itself should be deemed harmful to people. Because if you look at how they're testing in Florida, have you ever been to Florida this time of year? You can pass out just by walking out into the humidity. It is so horrible. But rather than having a place where people can go in and get tested, no, we do a drive-through so people can stay comfortable in their cars. Well, that's nice. But what about the tens of health workers who are out in PPE, who are wearing masks and shields and gloves and everything else, scrubs and then covered scrubs? I don't even see how those people are functioning. What are we doing? We're doing this to ourselves because we are letting the left push an agenda. I'll say it flat out right now. The riots didn't work. Chop and Chaz didn't work. The virus isn't working. Because the majority of people across the country have woken up to that fact. But still, we keep everything shut down here on the West Coast. All of the other BS, the attack on the police, it's not working. Americans are coming forward and saying, you will not defund the police. You will enforce the law. Stop pushing tests and vaccines on us. Give us the medication that is already available to help us. And stop going for these agenda items. I swear to you, I will put my hand on my heart and my other hand on the Bible. We will see some form of otherworldly, not attack, but arrival. You want to call them aliens, you want to call them extraterrestrial. I call them demons. Because they can pretty much take any form they want. Why do you think so much disclosure has been coming out? It's called mind control. These aren't extra, people from other planets and other galaxies. It is a planned event by those who have always been in control of us. If there really were other beings out there, I can tell you they're not going to come here because of all the idiots. They're going to pass us by and say, let them work those things out. You want to know what's really going on? Why don't you pick up a Bible and read Revelations? I'm not going to start preaching big biblical things to you, but if you start doing some research now, you are going to see that this is just all the change. And we're falling for it, lock, stock, and barrel. Our minds have been controlled since we were babies. COVID is just another distraction of what's really going on. I will say it now. I will say it again and again and again. The numbers that we have for the coronavirus, for COVID, whatever you want to call it, do not match that of a pandemic. It barely matches it of an epidemic. Talk and text 884-9910. Let's check in with Joseph this morning. Watch talk about those numbers. Hey, Joseph.
Going.
It's going great. Thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. It just happened to hit me this morning. I was thinking about, I just thought I'd check on the numbers and see what was going on in Nevada. Well, what I found out was that actually over 99% of Nevada has not gotten, they shut down the whole damn state for less than 1% of the people got it, the COVID. There's 26,900 have got it. There's 3 million people in Nevada. Mm-hmm. And there's about 685 died. So it's less than, I mean, the death rate is way in the heck down there. I mean, it's like infinitesimal. So over 99% of these people haven't got it, and that stupid governor shut everything down. The guy is an absolute moron. I mean, he's destroying the state for nothing. That's exactly what he's doing.
But Joseph, it's a bigger picture than that. It's the governor in Washington, Democrat. It's the governor in Oregon, Democrat. California, Democrat. Nevada, Democrat. They are keeping us shut down for a reason.
Right. And I was just going to, I was listening to you and you were talking about Florida. Well, in Orlando, they found out that 100% of the lab tests were coming back positive. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing is a joke. I mean, it's like I told my wife at the very start of this thing, this is as phony as a $3 bill, and that is the God's truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. And even the hospitals and where they were having the tests done were like, these are wrong. So whoever input them into the system, I don't know, never thought they were going to get caught.
I know. And they're also, they're also putting people in the hospital that don't need to be there, putting them on the breathing apparatus that don't need to be there simply because they get paid more money.
Yeah.
I mean, people are dying because of that. I mean, it's sad, and it's sad that somebody the Republican Party won't stand up. I mean, I heard somebody call into the show and what Amadei had absolutely no position on anything. I was like, geez, well, that takes a real set of cojones to do that, doesn't it? I mean,
Joseph, I was just, while you were talking, I was scrolling through my stuff and I was looking for Amadei's email that he sent out, or he doesn't send it out. It's not like he writes it, that his staff sends out. And his opinions on all of this are just incredible.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the take of all of our elected representatives.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the Republicans just don't stand up. I realize that the commie media, you know, shuts them down. Doesn't want, but you know, if they get up in the states, the conservative media would pick it up, and we'd hear about it. But we're just not hearing about it because they don't say anything. The Democrats have them too well trained. I mean,
well,
the
Democrats don't have them trained. They are bought and paid for by the owners of the news companies, by the owners of, you know, they pretty much get it from the word down. It's not the Democrats. Right. It's the people who own the companies. And
but they're all Democrats.
Yeah.
All the news media, all of them are Democrats. I mean, the vast majority of them. So and they're all in collusion with the so-called Democrat. But, well, they're all communists is what they are, right? I mean, that's just a straight-up fact. I mean, that's where they finally showed their true colors, you know. But I've been saying it for years, but they finally come out of hiding, and they're really showing their true colors now. So,
yeah. Unfortunately, not enough people are paying attention to it, and you'll never, ever see it on mainstream media. So, Joseph, thank you so much for the call, and just, you know, keep your eyes open. Keep paying attention to what's going on because, yeah, did you get that gut feeling? Just like Joseph had and said to his wife, this is phony as a $3 bill. A lot of people had that feeling. But the sad part is those people are now wearing masks. You can only do so much. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And I want your opinions. 991FMTalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Nevada be asking for more relief dollars from the federal government? Well, that's what they're going to do. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Anna. Hi, Anna. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica J. I love your show. Listen, now, with all these closures with the masks, okay, we cannot get in to any outlet to get food, water, anything. You can't even do the laundry without a mask, okay? So how are we supposed to get what we need if we don't wear masks?
You're supposed to comply.
I don't get it.
You're supposed to comply. It's all about compliance, Anna.
Yeah, well, what if we don't? Okay? We cannot go into these outlets without a mask and get a bottle of water.
There still There are some places that are letting you make the decision. Costco?
No, they're not. Not up here. They're not. Everywhere I go, close. You have to wear a mask. Okay. I can't even get a bottle of water without wearing a mask.
Where are you at?
Sounds like Tahoe.
Oh, are you on
now,
the California?
I'm familiar with Nevada. Which
are you on the California side?
No, almost. Oh, this is horrible. How am I supposed to get some chicken for my dog or me or, you know, I can't.
Yeah, sorry, Anna, you got cut off there accidentally. It's about compliance. It is about compliance. That's all it is. Police won't enforce the rules. So Sisolak sends out OSHA, threatens huge fines. And we just keep going in circles about this because people aren't standing up. People aren't using their voices. You know, we have a rally here and there or a protest. 40, 50 people show up. That's not going to make the difference. The difference is when everybody comes out who has been affected and says no more. When businesses just say, I'm going to stand my ground. You want to fine me? you want to come in here and fine me for something that a customer is doing? Bring it on, because I am going to sue you. But people don't have the money to sue. So everybody caves. What are you going to do? I mean, I keep throwing the name out there, Joey Gilbert. But at what point is he so overwhelmed that we still don't get anything done? Because you know how long lawsuits take? They take years. And with those litigations, people lose businesses. More money is drained. Who has the guts to take on the system? Who has the money to take on the system? When is somebody finally going to step up to the plate for Nevadans, for Americans? I hope it's soon. We'll be back after this Fox News update.